This RFM podcast was brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
What's going on, Waira Rapper?
Good morning, good morning.
How are you today, Camille?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Very well, thank you.
Putting my phone on silent.
Yes, it's always a good idea. Yes. It's always a good idea. We are on radio after all, aren't we?
Absolutely.
92.7 Arrow FM, your community access radio station, where we're going to talk about what's going on in the Waira Rapper.
And we surely are. And we are brought to you by Trust House Wairarapa. Thank you so much, Trust House.
Go Trust House for supporting us, eh?
Whoop, whoop.
Hey, yes. it was Halloween yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I found out a little bit about Halloween. Do you know why all the little kids dress up?
No.
Well, because All Hallows Eve is when all the witches and goblins and all that sort of stuff, and they can sort of flick between the realms of Earth and the magical realm and that sort of stuff. But they like to kidnap little children.
Oh.
And I didn't know that. So
neither did I.
They like to kidnap the little children. So what the children would do is dress up like a goblin or a ghoul, so they sort of fitting in,
that
and
makes
they don't
sense.
They don't get kidnapped.
That really makes sense.
Yes, and did you know Halloween isn't an American thing? It's actually an Irish thing.
You taught me that just before.
I know, because in the potato famine of the 1840s in Ireland, a lot of Irish went to America and they took over their pagan rituals, Halloween being one of them, and totally Americanized it.
Yeah.
So there you go. Did you see any ghosts? I stayed up till midnight and I didn't see anything.
Oh, man, I see ghosts all the time.
Every day.
I hear them. Yeah, they're all good, though.
Excellent, Camille.
Excellent.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, look, so much. It's a beautiful day out there, eh?
It's going to be 21 degrees.
Yeah, so but how about you tell us about what's happening tomorrow? And I know that you're going to pop along and I will pop along at some point as well.
High Voltage.
Yes.
Okay, they're having a vinyl and CD, vinyl and CD, big sort of shop up there on Dixon Street at the YMCA.
Queen Street.
Is it Queen Street?
Yeah.
It is Queen Street.
That is. 241 Queen Street, I think.
You're right. Yes, so right. So, get up there. Get up to the whole High Voltage at the YMCA.
Yeah.
I think it starts at 9 o'clock. So, yeah, CDs and vinyl sales.
Yeah, that's going to be so cool.
I think it's going to be quite a few stalls there too.
Yeah.
I remember we spoke to Kane, was it last
week? Yeah, Kane Harris, the man.
He said there might be about 10 storeholders there.
That's going to be cool. And it's cash only?
It's cash only.
Make sure you got cash.
Yeah, take your spare change, guys. And take some big notes as well, because I'm sure there's going to be some classic records.
Oh, look, if you're really into that, like I am, but I don't have a record player, which, sadly I admit that, actually. Have you got a record player?
I do. It's not actually plugged in.
It will be after the weekend.
Probably, maybe. I'm more of a CD kind of guy myself.
Yeah.
Although I do have quite a substantial collection of records. My lovely father-in-law gave me his whole record collection.
No way.
And surprisingly enough, he's a huge Neil Diamond fan.
I love Neil Diamond.
So I think I've got about every Neil Diamond record on vinyl at home.
Diamond's very cool.
Oh, I like Neil Diamond.
Yeah,
he's a classic. Classic from your childhood.
Classic, yes.
Hey, what else is happening tomorrow, Camille?
Hey, look, from tomorrow, from the 2nd till the 5th, I think it is, fireworks are going on sale. All good if that's what you're into, but not all good if you are going to be a bit of a egg about it. Look, you don't need to set them off all night. You can wait till the sun goes down, set them off and have your display and all that. Make sure your pets are all inside and looked after, and let your neighbours know that you're going to be having a bit of a banging time, and just be respectful of that. I know there's some people who are like, oh, the dogs need to get used to it and all that sort of thing. That's really horrible. What a stink attitude.
Yeah.
So, you know, be really cool about it and make sure you've got a hose on hand.
Definitely. Because no one wants a fire in the backyard or even at the neighbour's place.
No, absolutely.
But thank gosh we don't have skyrockets these days, eh?
Oh, well,
they were really dangerous.
I loved skyrockets.
Those things. Because, there's been quite a few fires.
Yeah.
So I was walking down Henley Lake the other day on the Colombo Road entrance there, next to the new pump station, and just walking down there with my dog, and this was on Monday, I think it was, and someone had tried to set a couple of scrub fires down there. So I don't know if there's a pyromaniac in town or what's going on there, but I posted it on social media, and the Wellington Fire and Emergency actually got a hold of me yesterday to ask me all about it. And there was another guy that posted on my page there too, and he said that there was a lookout over the wetlands.
And that was very cool.
It was a very cool lookout. I've been up there a few times, and a couple of years ago, well, maybe even a little bit longer than that, someone burnt that to the ground.
Yeah, dickheads.
And he was saying that someone had tried to set, because there's a lot of toy toy and native scrub around there as well, where that lookout was, someone had actually set another fire there, and I didn't see that one, but obviously someone's been setting fires down at Henley Lake. So hey, if anyone knows anything about that, you know, this might be a pyromaniac. Maybe someone's not got very good mental health or something, or just burn the place to the ground.
Yeah.
Hey, get a hold of the bloody cops or something, hey guys, because that's really not cool, man. That's a really nice recreation area down there, and for someone to try and set a scrub fire, it's honestly not on, mate.
No, and that tower, I used to call it the Tower of Tears. I used to go up there and have a big cry when I was coming off drugs.
Oh, Camille.
But honestly, it's had an amazing view, so very, very cool.
Yep.
Sadly, it's gone, and sadly not rebuilt, because we don't know if that person's just going to come along and burn down again.
Well, that's why we can't have nice things, eh,
Camille? Yeah, no, Masterton.
Because there's idiots out there.
I shouldn't say it like that. Look, I apologise, Masterton, because 99% of us are fantastic people. It's just that 1% that let us down. And we're not going to let them ruin our fun.
No, not at all.
No.
Hey, guess what's happening tomorrow?
What is happening tomorrow?
It's the Rathkill Schools having their Christmas fete.
That's meant to be epic.
No, it is. I've often gone down there, and I'll just read a little blurb out here all about it. What time does it start? Oh, it's all ages from 9 o'clock till 3 o'clock, Saturday the 2nd of November. Welcome to the Rathkill Christmas Fete 2024. Walk through the gates of the Rathkill College this November.
That would be cool.
And be welcomed by a diverse range of colourful stalls, the aroma of freshly cooked food and plenty of festive inspiration.
Yes.
This is the 21st year that the Christmas Fete's been down there, and it's a must-do event on the Wairarapa Spring Calendar. Storeholders travel from all over the North Island to sell their wares and offer Christmas shoppers loads of inspiration.
Oh, that's cool.
Festive decorations, clothing, art, crafts, flowers, toys, plants. There's something for everyone. There's gourmet food. There's going to be lamb and mint sausages. There's going to be pulled pork wraps.
Oh.
Do you think they pull the pork out of the pulled pork when they pull the pork?
I think you're just pulling my leg now.
I could very well be. Hey, look, Devonshire teas. Look, it's a really nice, the grounds there are absolutely beautiful. They've got their own little amphitheatre there, and visitors can also explore the beautiful, expansive grounds of Rathkill College, including the school gardens designed by Alfred Buxton. He's obviously pretty up there, I'd say. And the Greek amphitheatre and the 3 kilometre eco trail, which weaves through large stands of native trees, including ancient Kahakatea. Get down there, guys.
That sounds really cool.
Christmas fate.
Coconut ice.
Coconut ice.
Remember those
ice.
Little cups they would do, and they'd have coconut ice and fudge and maybe toffee.
Yeah, I like all that. Home baking, eh?
Yeah.
My grandmother used to make coconut ice.
Did she?
I can taste it now, but it was always in two colours. So you get the white and the pink.
Yeah, you do lots of different colours now. And I had a piece of fudge yesterday from the old bakery in Victoria Street, because I deserved it. I earned it.
Is that the old bakehouse?
Yeah, the old bakehouse.
Yes, no.
God, that was sweet.
I know.
So good, though. And the grainy taste to it,
real sugary sort of, it sticks to the roof of your mouth.
Hey, before we put on a song, Wayne, I just want to bring up the fact that tomorrow is the Test and Tune, November the 2nd to the 3rd. Test and Tune open to all classes at the Masterton Motorplex Drag Racing, and so that's open to all classes, so that's happening tomorrow.
Yep, that's even electric cars. You can take your electric car down there, eh? How exciting.
Woo!
How exciting. Hey, so, look, I tell you what's going to happen now is we're going to put a song on, but I chose a theme.
Yes.
And the theme is going to be fire and ice.
Fire and ice.
So, I mean, everyone knows songs about fire, and everyone knows songs about ice and that sort of stuff. So, what should we start off with? Should we start off with your choice, Camille?
No, that's not my choice. No. I didn't choose any of these.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Here we go. That's everyone's favourite from back in the 80s. It's Vanilla
Ice. Oh, I did choose it.
Vanilla Ice, 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 Baby.
I did. Thanks, Wayne.
Yo, VIP. Let's kick it. Collaborate and listen. Ice is back with a brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Flow like a harpoon daily and nightly. Will it ever stop? Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights, huh? And I'll glow. Do the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle. Dance, rush the speaker that booms. I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom. Deadly, when I play a dope melody, anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it, you better gain weight. You better hit the bullseye, the kid don't play. And if there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. Ice, ice. Vegas all pumping, quick to the point, no faking. Cooking MCs like a pound of bacon, burning them. You're not quick and nimble. I go crazy when I hear a cymbal and a hi-hat with a souped-up tempo. I'm on a roll, it's time to go solo. Rolling, hit my 5.0 with the ragtop down so my hair can blow. The girlie's on standby, waving just to say hi. Did you stop? No, I just drove by, kept on pursuing to the next stop. I bust a left and I'm heading to the next stop. The block was dead, yo, so I continue to A1A, Beachfront Avenue. Girls were hot, women less than bikinis. Rockman lovers, driving Lamborghinis. Jealous, cause I'm out getting mine. Shade with a gauge and vanilla with a nine. Ready for the chumps on the wall. The chumps acting ill cause I'm full of eight ball. Gunshots ranged out like a bell. I grabbed my nine, all I heard was shells falling on the concrete real fast. Jumped in my car, slammed on the gas. Bumper to bumper, the avenue's packed. I'm trying to get away before the jackers jack. Police on the scene, you know what I mean? They passed me up, confronted all the dope fiends. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it.
Ice, ice.
On the scene, just in case you didn't know it. My town that created all the bass sound, enough to shake and kick holes in the ground. My style's like a chemical spill. These are rhymes you can vision and feel. Conducted and formed is a hell of a concept. We make it hype, and you wanna step with this. Shape plays on a fade, slice like a ninja, cut like a razor blade so fast. Other DJs say, damn, rhyme was a drug, I'd sell it by the gram. Keep my composure when it's time to get loose. Magnetized by the mic when I kick my juice. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it.
Was a good track, wasn't it, Camille? Hey, thanks for choosing that. The 80s wants their haircut back as well, you know. I remember that coming out when I was about, I must have been about 15, so we're talking, you know, 40-odd years ago.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
Did you say Vanilla Ice has got his own home renovation program
kind of
or
like
something?
Yeah, like a home reno program he does. Really? How proud of him are we?
Well, hey, that's pretty cool, because guess what else is going on tomorrow?
Tell me!
Talking about Vanilla Ice and his little home reno show. Yes. Hey, the Wire Rapper home show's on tomorrow.
Is it?
Did you know that?
No.
Guess where it is? You'll never guess.
Not at your home.
No, not at my home. No, my home's in a state of total friggin' renovation.
Anyway.
Forever. Hey, it's at the Carterton Event Centre, guys.
Oh, no, I should have guessed that. Damn it.
I know. I'm just checking with you.
Yeah,
and,
I know.
Hey, look, door sales, $6 to get in. Go and check it out. Discover the best little home show in the Wire Rapper. Mark your calendars for the Wire Rapper Home Show, the region's event for homeowners and design enthusiasts, taking place on the 2nd and 3rd this weekend at the Carterton Event Centre.
No way.
It's an unmissable opportunity to explore the latest in home design products and expert advice. So they've got exhibitions. It's going to be great. They've got seminars. Join us at the Wairarapa Home Show to discover how you can transform your home with expert guidance.
Transformers.
Robots in disguise. And the latest innovations in the industry. That sounds pretty cool, man. So that's running for a couple of days as well.
Yeah, that's so brilliant. And, yeah, really good to go and get good advice and and see experts doing it, isn't it? Instead of Googling stuff and going, oh, you know what?
Well, Googling stuff and just going, oh, I don't know about that.
PVA will hold it together.
Hey, it's duct tape and glue.
Hey, so on the 6th of November, you are going to hear sirens galore. And I think it's in the evening that they start.
It's in the afternoon, I think.
Afternoon.
Usually
evening.
From about 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Wait for all the kids to get home, you
see. Yeah. Oh, that's a really good thing. Yep. The food bank drive. And it's the police and the emergency services who go woo around
I do remember seeing fire engines and that sort of stuff. So the fire engines and the cops will be running around town. So it's not like an invasion or anything. Yeah. It's actually for the food bank, which is a really good outfit, and I'm pretty sure they're just down right next door to us down here at Radio
House. And the people that volunteer, they're amazing. Hey, I just want to, I might be overstepping here, guys, but this is my 10 cents worth. Don't go and grab the can of banana flowers or the food that you have in your pantry that you're never going to use. Think about sensible foods like rice and flour and good canned goods, beans, spaghetti, veggies and that sort of thing. No perishables. Food that people can actually use, because I do have cans of banana flours in my
pantry. What are banana flours? I don't know what they are.
They can be battered and cooked, and it's like a vegan fish.
It's like vegan fish.
Fish and chips.
Absolutely terrible.
It's not that great.
Don't give that to the food bank. Scott. Oh, gosh.
But, yeah, just sort of use your brain.
Yeah, I don't know. Do people still eat lentils? I've always got a can of
lentils. Lentils are great. Personally, I think they're great, and I haven't used them for a while.
Only in soups.
Yeah, but just sort of food that people can use.
So
you know
not,
what I mean?
Not like half a dozen tins of anchovies then.
No, but anchovies, I quite like them.
You can give them all to me. I just bought half a dozen tins of anchovies yesterday. Yeah, so I'd just like to say it's a little bit of a plug from the Reduced to Clear shop we've got down here. So if you want to go and get like 150 grams of anchovies from the supermarket, you're going to be paying $6 to $7.
Okay.
$6 to $7. But if you go down to Reduced to Clear, they've got little tins of anchovies, and I think they're a couple of hundred grams for
$1.
71 cents.
No way. How do you have your anchovies? On toast?
On pizzas. What I normally do is I'll crack a tin of anchovies and chuck half of that on a pizza, and I'm such a freaking animal, I just eat the rest straight out of the tin. And I don't mind. I just gotta stay away from my wife for half an hour after that.
Yeah.
She doesn't like those anchovies much. Hey, it's 17 minutes past 9.
You're
on
92.7
Arrow FM, your community access radio station. Brought to you by Trust House.
Trust House.
Hey, you can watch our podcast as well when you get on the Arrow FM website, because we're under the What's Going On show now.
Yes, we are, guys.
We were under the Ram show, but we've got a brand new button over here with What's Going On, and that's What's Going On.
And I wrote our bio.
You did. You did write our bio. Telling everyone all our secrets, eh?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No secrets here, though, eh, Wayne?
Not at all.
No.
Not at all, Camille.
No.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Hey, should we cut to another track, eh?
Absolutely.
And, look, I chose this one because there's quite a well-known international American band coming next year. You might know them. Maybe you might know them from the 80s or 90s or, you know. A band called Metallica. Ever heard of Metallica?
I think I have.
Yeah, so, tickets are pretty much sold out already, I think. General admission tickets are $300.
Mom!
And that's the least you're going to be paying. You can pay $4,000 maybe you get to shake James's hand or something. I don't know, for $4,000 you better pour you
I'd
a beer.
Be
he better pour
more
you
than
a beer
hand.
For $4,000, I tell you. But hey, we're going to play Metallica. We're going to play, and it's with our theme of Fire and Ice. And the song is a little bit thrashy. I hope my station manager doesn't mind too much. But
nice,
it is Trapped Under Ice by Metallica. Mm-hmm. Let's play that.
Thank you.
Metallica, so they're going to come in concert next year, and yeah, I really hope that got that woke you up, guys, because you know, it's going to be a big weekend ahead.
Yeah,
plenty of stuff happening.
Yeah,
guess what's going to be happening at the Chester Road in Carterton?
What?
Well, it's the Wire.
Oh, yeah,
it's the Wire Rapper A&P show.
Yes,
and that's happening tomorrow as well.
Is it?
So there's many things going on.
There's so much on.
I know. So it's from the 2nd to 3rd to November 2024, Chester Road in Carterton. Mm-hmm. So that would be the what do they call that centre down there?
Clerval.
The Clerval Showgrounds. Yeah. That's what it is. Hey, free entry tonight, guys. So,
oh, yeah, that's right. That's us, Scott.
Yeah, yeah, you go down there for the kids and get on a Ferris wheel.
Yeah,
or something,
Scott, let's go get sick again.
Did you get sick?
Last year.
No, okay, yeah. It must have been something you ate, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, so a free entry tonight, that's Friday night, from 5 p.m. till late, and if you want to go there tomorrow or on Sunday, adults are $10. You can get a family of two adults and two children for $20, and under fives are free. They've got a million things happening down there.
I identify as a five-year-old.
You can't do that, Camille. You can't
yes,
do
you
that.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, actually, they'll probably ask you for your license, of which
I said I haven't got one. I'm 5 years old.
Yeah. Come on, Camille, come on.
No, I do have a full driver's license.
There's plenty of stuff going on down there. So,
tell me.
Friday morning, November the 1st, 7 a.m, trade sites begin setting up. At the afternoon, the home industry's entries for cooking and garden sections to be at the stadium. At the evening, top team competitions, there's bands, there's sideshows. Tomorrow morning, it's going to be dog trials starting at 7:30. So that is. Oh, you even remember the song?
Yes.
What was it called? What was it?
The dog show.
The dog show. Was it?
Oh,
I'm pretty sure it was the dog show. And you thought the sheepdog
on
trials,
a Sunday?
Eh? Yeah. No. Excellent stuff.
Yawn.
Excellent stuff.
It was good though. Probably when my love for dogs started.
It wasn't Mark Leishman? Was it? Didn't he?
Had a show, eh?
Yeah, pretty sure. And he had a dog. I don't remember his dog's name.
Anyway.
But, anyway, yeah, there's going to be dog trials, hey, 8:30 a.m. That was a golden Labrador.
Yeah.
Dexter was his
name.
Sorry,
Dexter. Yeah, he went brilliant, see?
Oh, no, it's no short-term memory loss here, eh?
Where am I?
I'll tell you where you are, man. You're on 92.7 Arrow FM, your community access radio station, where it is 9:26.
Oh, 9:26 on a Friday.
Really getting through the morning. But
yeah,
continuing on with the Wairarapa AMP show, there's going to be a coloured sheep display.
What?
I know. Fleece to garment, blade shearing, spinners and weavers, an exhibition of the home industries reopens in the stadium. There's going to be beef and cattle judging. You've got to guess the weight of Loki the bull.
Loki the bull.
I bet he weighs about a tonne and a half.
Yeah.
There's going to be sideshows. This is all just tomorrow. Sunday on the November the 3rd, more dog trials at 7:30, more equestrian events.
Wow.
Sheep judging. There's going to be more sideshows.
And then who are the sheep judging?
Well, I think they just judge the best quality sheep. You know what I mean? Who are the sheep judging? Well, probably not the dogs, eh? I would imagine. Or maybe they do judge the dogs quietly.
There are these sheep with judgmental looks on their faces as you walk past.
Yes, I'm just looking down their furry little noses at everything else.
Woolly, not furry.
Hey, there's going to be lawnmower racing at 10 a.m. and that's on Sunday. Lawnmower racing. So they actually hot their lawnmowers, you know,
that's
ride on lawnmowers.
That
and,
is cool.
Lawnmower racing's a thing. There's going to be a display of beef. I guess that means there's going to be
beef.
a whole bunch of bulls and cows and stuff down there too. Obviously, being the
agriculture. But if it's going to be beef, it's going to be a cow or a bull.
Damn right. Hey, it's going to be scavenger hunts. The list just goes on and
it's
on
so
and on.
It's so much fun. It really, really is.
Friday night, Moonless Madness.
What's
free
that?
Well, it's carnival rides and amusements, so
here
we go.
Is there no moon tomorrow night?
I don't know. Moonlight Madness?
Oh, Moonlight
not
Madness.
Moonless Madness.
I thought, yeah.
Moonlight Madness. With free entry and entertainment. So this is tonight, guys. Fun galore, Friday night. At the AMP show will be a blast. Children will compete in the top teams events out on the turf starting at 5:30. Children and young people will vie for prizes as they hit each other against
lighthearted
events.
Fight,
such as
fight.
It's going to be not fights.
Oh, sorry.
It's going to be sack races and spoon races and dribbling the ball and all that sort of stuff. Good stuff for the kids. And hey, free entry, guys.
Yes.
Can't go wrong there, can you?
Nah.
Cool.
Hey, I'm going to be disappearing in a minute, guys. I've got something I have to do very soon. But and Wayne's going to be looking after you for the rest of the show. I'm just letting you know that. So if you go, what happened to Camille?
What happened to Camille? She ran away because
she ran away.
She scheduled something in the middle of our show.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Okay, then. Well, we'll let you go, Camille.
Yeah, thank you.
And we'll leave you. Well, your little outro will be with our fire and ice theme again.
No, here
our
we go.
Fire and ice theme. No, it's a classic. Everyone knows it. And you couldn't have a fire and ice program without this song.
Yes!
You know which one it is. It's by a nice lady called Pat Benatar.
Oh, no, it's not the one I'm thinking of.
No, it is. No, we'll get you back in later and I'll play something else for you. Fire and Ice by Pat Benatar. Here you go. Yeah, that was Pat Benatar, Fire and Ice. You couldn't have a theme with Fire and Ice if you didn't have that song, really. Hey, look, just a little bit more about the Wire Rapper AMP show. For the kids, there's going to be a pet corner, okay? You'll get to see alpacas, rabbits, guinea pigs, chooks, geese, cooney pigs. There's a miniature horse and a black ewe with twin lambs. The rabbits and guinea pigs can be cuddled, so it's almost like a petting zoo. So that'll be pretty cool. Also for the kids, there's going to be a calf club classes. Sunday is the day for the calf club classes. There's ring craft, care and handling of the calf, and heifer calf type for all different age groups of kids. There are going to be prizes galore, and there will also be a novice class and a fancy dress competition. Now, this goes in hand with the pet lamb competition. Wouldn't be an A&P show without the pet lamb competition, eh? The pet lamb competition is to be held on Sunday morning with awards and trophies and ribbons for ring craft, care and attention. There's going to be blackface and whiteface lambs. There's going to be non-white mixed coloured lambs. So you've got a variety of lambs there. And fancy dress, and each for different ages of children from preschool up to year 8. And there's going to be a ring craft where that includes leading your lamb on a leash and the lamb coming when called. So almost like a little bit of a train up your lamb, I suppose, eh? There's going to be black and coloured sheep. It's going to be cool. And there's going to be a pet dog competition. So this is going to be something really, the kids love this sort of stuff. Another attraction this year is the pet dog competition to be held on Sunday. There are lots of classes, so check out those in the pet dog schedule on the Wairarapa AMP show website. Pet dogs can include large dogs, small dogs, rescue dogs, purebred dogs, crossbred dogs, or a child's pet dog. You can bring working dogs with either a rough or smooth coat. So just, yeah, it's going to be fantastic too. You can dress your dog like a tradie or match your dress up with that of your dog. Lots of prizes and stuff. And there's going to be cows, plenty of cows. More than 24 beef cattle are coming to the ANP show this year, including Galloways, Highlands, Australian Lowlines, Dexters, Reds, Devons. There's going to be so much wildlife down there. Domesticated wildlife, of course. And Loki the Bull's going to be down there. So when you're down at the cattle pavilion, you can enter the Guess the Weight of Loki. I've got a photograph of him here. He looks huge. And he is Guess the Weight of Loki competition at the Highland Cattle Society stand. The closest entry will win a $100 prize. 8-year-old Loki is rather gorgeous, and he's a Scottish Highland bull who will still be wearing his thick black winter coat. Now, I didn't really know you had black Highland cattle. I thought they were all sort of a brownie colour. But there you go. Hey, it's 25 minutes to 10 on Arrow FM 92.7. You're with the What's Going On show with just Wayne at the moment because Camille's gone off to do some other stuff. But I think we might actually have a little track here. And you can't really go past a bit of Pink Floyd. Now, this is off the Wall album. And this track is called The Thin Ice. It's a bit of a strange one, but you'll probably know it. Pink Floyd off the Wall album, and that track was called The Thin Ice. Yeah, really good movie if you guys haven't seen it. I've probably seen it about 20 times. But hey, if you didn't have anything else to do on Saturday, and there's so much to do, hey, you can go down to the Matahiwi Winery Estate. The Matahiwi Estate Winery, where you can blend your own Pinot Noir. Now, I did not know this. Hey, general entry, $84 though, but for that, and it's an R18 gig as well, of course, being alcohol involved, you can join the Matahiwi Estate Winery team for an afternoon at the winery on Saturday the 2nd of November at midday, and we will run you through the winemaking process, and you can even get to blend your own Pinot Noir. You can gain insight directly from the winemakers, taste what's brewing in the barrels, and enjoy a beautiful shared platter lunch with a wine, of course, and the best bit is you get to take a bottle of your own Pinot blend home with you. So that's pretty good for $84. It's a nice little afternoon. Go and have a tour of the winery, shared lunch, have some wine, take some wine. So if you're not going to the home show, or if you're not going to the AMP Society, or you're not going to the Rathkeel Fete, you can always go down there and check that lot out. Because great thing to do. The other thing I was going to mention was the Riversdale Beach Emergency Response Practice. So down at Riversdale Beach, there's an emergency response, and that's at the Riversdale Beach Golf Club. So that's on Sunday, the 3rd of November. All ages, the Community Emergency Hub is a place for the community to gather and coordinate efforts to help each other during and after a disaster. So come along and find out more about the Riversdale Beach Community Emergency Hub and the types of help that may be needed after an emergency. You can have a fun meeting together and practicing various roles with an interactive severe weather scenario. It's open to all ages and abilities. There's no experience needed. There's refreshments provided. And the aim is to make community events inclusive to all people. So if you are attending the event and have a specific accessibility requirement, you can send us an email. It's info@WREMO, that'll be the Wairarapa Emergency Response Organisation, I'd imagine, New Zealand, with an event name, and we'll get in touch and see how we can meet the needs of people with those sort of needs. Hey, really good. It's 19 minutes to 10. So I think I've still got a few tracks to go. So let's put on a little track by, what's his name? Here we go. I'm stuck. We're going to have to go with The Doors Light My Fire. Here we go.
Would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. We'll be right back.
short because it goes on for ages and ages and ages, doesn't it? So that was The Doors, Light My Fire, classic band, classic song, classic station here too. We've got 92.7 Arrow FM, your community access radio station, and you're on the What's Going On show with Wayne and Camille. And boy, there's a lot going on. Hey, I'd just like to have a bit of a shout out to a fun day out. So this is not this weekend, but it's going to be on the 10th of November, Sunday, 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at the Solway Showgrounds. Now, this is a fundraiser for Alzheimer's Wire Rapper. A entry fee is $10 for adults, children $5. If you're under two, you get in for free. A family pass is $20. Okay, so this is a fundraiser for the Alzheimer's and the Wire Rapper. So there's going to be Lego builds on display. There's going to be Touch a Truck. I guess there's going to be trucks down there. There's going to be some classic cars and hot rods down there as well. June buggies, food trucks, fire truck. The police are going to be down there. St. John's Ambulance is going to be down there. Wire Rapper Primary School's Lego competition is going to be down there. It's brought to you by a bunch of people. What a Wise Wire Rapper, Jenny and Holmes, Gwaith Burridge. Hey, so go and support the fundraiser for the Alzheimer's and Wire Rapper, and that is at the Solway Showgrounds, Sunday the 10th. So that's a really good thing to support, I think, as well. Also next weekend, which would be the 9th on Saturday, Pukaha, and they had an open day last weekend, of which my co-host Camille went to, the Pukaha Wire Rapper Garden Tour is on, okay? So this is one you really should get tickets for because, boy, there's some beautiful gardens down here in our wonderful district. General admission is going to be $70. Saturday the 9th of November and 10th of November from 9 a.m. to 4:30. Okay, and yeah, it's spend a weekend exploring beautiful gardens in the South Wire Rapper. This two-day self-drive garden tour is a rare chance to visit private gardens opening to support Pukaha's annual fundraiser. So another fundraiser you should be fundraising for, the Pukaha Wire Rapper Garden Tour. This year celebrates 14 years of this much-loved event. So come and celebrate a full weekend away visiting the stunning private gardens of Greytown, Featherston, Martinborough and Gladstone at your leisure and being delighted with our local arts and crafts market fair. Gardeners of all ages are welcome. Gardens are getting showcased in and around the South Wire Rapper. The lineup includes contemporary designs, well thought out designs, just established mature gardens. Hey, really nice to get out there and support Pukaha, and really nice to get out there and see other gardeners. And everyone's got a garden, haven't? Well, most people have a garden. I've got a garden. Yeah, get out and do some gardening. Okay, look, it's 11 minutes to 10, so we're almost finished here, guys. But I tell you, it wouldn't be a proper fire and ice theme without this. And it's by a book called by George R.R. Martin. And you might remember a little program on TV a few years back called Game of Thrones, which is actually taken from a book called A Song of Fire and Ice. So here we go. It's the Game of Thrones theme song. We'll be right back. Oh, that's just a classic. I used to love that program. I think I watched it about 5 times all the way through. Pretty controversial ending for a lot of people. And I don't think George R.R. Martin has actually finished his final book. So I'm pretty sure the ending was made up by the directors. But that's all good. That's all good. So it's 8 minutes to 10 now. I'm just about ready to sign out. There's just another little thing I'd like to have a shout out about. And there is, oh, I can't remember what it was now. Look. It's gone. It's gone. Oh, no, here it is. It's the Scarecrow's Big Day Out. It's the Gladstone School in Carterton. So Saturday, the 9th of November, so this is next weekend again, from 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m., free admission. It's all ages. It's an awesome day out. This year's Scarecrow theme is Under the Sea, on the way to the Gladstone School's fun day outing. Take time to look at the scarecrows along the way. So everyone in the Wairarapa knows about that. It's going to be fantastic. So, look, guys, I'm just going to put one more track on and then I'll sign out for you. But it is going to be, I've lost it again. Oh, here it is. It's by the song's called Black Ice, and it's by Nick Mason and Rick Fenn. And everyone, well, not everyone will know, but Nick Mason was a member of Pink Floyd. So this is a little track done by those two guys. I haven't actually heard this before. I just caught a little snippet of it last night. But let's have a little listen to this, eh? Yeah, so that was Nick Mason from Pink Floyd fame and Rick Fenn doing their song Black Ice. I hadn't heard that before, but that was pretty good. I quite like that. So, guys, I'm going to sign out now, but plenty to do this weekend. Go and check out the AMP show. Go and check out the Rathkeel Christmas Fete. Go and check out the home show. Go and check out Henley Lake. And if anyone knows who's setting fires down there, please get in touch with someone of importance. Great stuff, guys. You've been listening to Wayne and Camille, and you've been listening to What's Going On, Wairarapa. We'll catch you guys next week. See ya.